91.5 WMFO Tufts Radio. You're tuned in to the 5 o'clock hour listening to The Will. I'm your host, Will Wilson. Again, I have no guest this week, but I have a little special track with me. I brought in my vinyl copy of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. I thought we could just sit back and listen to this album, top to finish. And at the halfway point, I'll spew some Marvin Gaye facts for you. It's a beautiful morning here in Medford, Massachusetts. I hope wherever you're at, you're having a wonderful day. We're just going to move right on into the music, not waste any time. We'll see you after the first tracks.
hotel? When will it end? When will people start getting together again? New, my friend, besides what I read. Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh, what's happening, brother? Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, my man? Woo! Are they still getting down where we used to go and dance? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening? What's happening, brother? 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 Say it, man. What's happening, brother? What's been shaking up and down the line? I'm slightly behind the trouble, baby. despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live. Live for life.
Life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined. Give each other love, oh yeah.
sit on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live near Baba's lives. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from me? Can't you stand?
darling, one more thing. If you let me, I will take you to live where love is king. Oh, baby.
Da 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 no, no, baby, this ain't leaving. No, 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 no. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up, sky high. Send that boy off to die.
Thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Was Marvin Gaye's What's Going On? 35 minutes. It's a quick track, but it's one of my favorite albums for many different reasons. I got a little fact sheet, a lot of information about this album. It's so phenomenal. It's a wonderful listen. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did. And before I start giving you a little spiel, we'll go on to a quick PSA. Firearms safety PSA. No matter how you feel about the current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. We just heard Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. Gaye has been deeply affected by the social ills plaguing the United States in the 1960s and 70s. And this is covered in one of his other tracks, Abraham, Martin, and John, which became a UK hit for Gaye in 1970. He cited the 1965 Watts riots as a pivotal movement in his life, in which he asked himself, "With the world exploding around me, how am I supposed to keep singing love songs?" One night, Gaye called Barry Gordy about doing protest records while Gordy was vacationed at the Bahamas, to which Gordy chastised him, "Marvin, don't be ridiculous. That's taking things too far." Reuniting with their parents in suburban D.C., Marvin's brother Frankie discussed the events of his tenure at Vietnam, detailing experiences that sometimes left the two brothers consoling each other in tears. Then Frankie explained witnessing violence and murder before he was deported back to the States. He recalled Marvin sitting propped up in a bed with his hands in his face. Afterwards, Marvin told his brother, "I didn't know how to fight before, but now I think I do. I just have to do it my way. I'm not a painter, I'm not a poet, but I can do it with music." In September of 1970, Gaye approached Gordy with the What's Going On song while in California, where Gordy had relocated. He took a profound disliking to the song, calling it the worst thing he's ever heard in his life. Gaye, who had also begun recording some songs that would later be featured on this album, responded by going on strike from the recording for anything else on that label that Gordy relented. Motown executive Harry Bock later recalled that he tried to get Gordy to release the song, to which Gordy replied to Bock, "That Dizzy Gillespie stuff in the middle, that scatting, it's old." Most of Motown's quality control department team also turned the song down, with Bock later stating that they were used to the baby stuff and that this was a little too hard for them to grasp. Gordy also felt the song was too political to be hit on the radio and too unusual compared to what is considered part of the popular music sound at the time to be commercially successful. Gordy's not wrong. It's a very political track. But with the help of Motown sales executive Barney Ells, Harry Bock got the song released to record stores, sending 100,000 copies of the song without Gordy's knowledge on January 17th of 1971, with another 100,000 copies sent after the success. Upon its release, the song became a hit, and it was Motown's fastest-selling single at the time, peaking at number one on the Hot Soul single chart and peaking number two on the Billboard Top 100. Gordy was stunned by the news and drove to Gaye's home to discuss making a complete album, stating Gaye could do what he wanted with the music. He finished the record within 30 days before the end of March, and thus it gave him the right to produce his own albums. This album has so many politically dense layers. Looking at this first track, What's Going On, it features a soulful, passionate vocal. It's multi-tracked background singing, all by Marvin Gaye. It has a strong jazz, gospel, classical music, orchestration, and arrangement. The song also featured major 7 to major 7th chords, which was unusual for pop music at the time. Reviewer Eric Henderson of Slant stated the song had an understandably mournful tone in response to the fallout of the late 1960s counterculture movements. Henderson also wrote that Gaye's choice to emphasize humanity as its most charitable rather than paint bleak pictures of destruction and I'm having a few flubs here in the station, but that's okay. It paints a great picture of optimism inside of humanity. It's followed up by its second track, What's Happening, Brother, a song dedicated to Gay's brother Frankie, in which Gay wrote to explain the disillusionment. Why did I write this word? Oh, I'm struggling today. Gay's talking about Vietnam and the struggles that his brother had, and how difficult it is to return to civilian life, and how they disconnect from pop culture. And the third track, Flying High in the Friendly Sky, takes its title from the United Airlines tag, Fly in the Friendly Skies, and deals with dependence on heroin. The lyric, I know I'm hooked to my friend, to the boy who makes slaves out of men, references heroin as boys, which was slang for the drug. Save the Children, an emotional plea to help disadvantaged children, warning who really cares, who's willing to try to save a world that's destined to die. Later crying out, save the babies. We see a really interesting track, a track that doesn't really come into prevalence until even nowadays, modern day. Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. It's an emotional plea, but this time it's to the environment. Funk Brother musician Earl Van Dyke once mentioned that Berry Gordy didn't know of the word ecology and had to be told of what it was. The song features a memorable tenor saxophone riff from Detroit music legend Wild Bill Moore. Right On, the next track, was a lengthy 7-minute jam influenced by funk rock and Latin soul rhythms that focused on Gay's own divided soul, which Gay later pleaded in falsetto, if you let me, I'll take you to live where love is king. After complying that true love can conquer hate every time. We get that nice little instrument. It's like, ch-ch-ch-ch. Nice little Latin soul vibe. Followed up is Holy Moly. God is love. It's an emotional gospel plea advising people to come together and proclaim love as our salvation. And the final track, Inner City Blues, makes me want to holler. Focuses on urban poverty, backed with a minimalistic dark blues-oriented funk vibe, with its bass riffs composed and performed by Bob Babbitt, who also performed on Mercy, Mercy Me. This entire album's stylistic use of a song cycle gave it a cohesive feel and was R&B's first concept albums, described as a groundbreaking experiment in collating a pseudo-classical suite of free-flowing songs. On the first half, What's Going On, What's Happening, Brother, Flying High in the Friendly Sky, Save the Children, God is Love, and Mercy, Mercy Me. It's a continuous flow. There's no stop in the tracks. And until we get to side two of the record, where we hear Right On, Holy Moly, and Inner City Blues, we don't hear any breakup in the songs. It's one of the first to do that of its time. What's Going On was generally well received by contemporary critics. In Rolling Stone, Vince Aletti praised Gay's thematic approach towards social and political concerns, while discussing the surprise of Motown releasing such an album. In a joint review of What's Going On and Stevie Wonder's Where I'm Coming From, Aletti wrote, ambitious personal albums may be a glut on the market elsewhere, but at Motown there's something new. The album as a whole takes precedence, absorbing its own flaws. There are very few performers who could carry out a project like this. I've always admired Marvin Gaye, but I didn't expect he'd be one of them. Guess I seriously underestimated him. Billboard described the record as a cross between Curtis Mayfield and that old Motown spell that outdoes anything Gaye's ever done. Time magazine hailed it as a vast, deft, symphonic pop suite. Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. I'm glad that we could listen to it together, and we still have lots of time. I'm going to throw on a couple more tracks, and we're going to relax for the rest of this 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to 91.5 The Will. Up next, a little John Denver, a throwback to last week. Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, around her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country road.
Looks like I'm so- seeing more of my old man in me. Oh no, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in me. Uh-oh, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in me. Oh no, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in me.
WMFO. That was John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads and Mac DeMarco's My Old Man. You know, I've really been digging this album, This Old Dog by Mac DeMarco. Next week, we might just do a full run through like we did with Marvin Gaye today. It's coming to the end of the 5 o'clock hour. It's almost 6 o'clock. We're almost up to the next show, The Furious George Show. I'm going to end on a couple more tracks. Jim Crocs, I Got a Name. And if there's some time, I'll throw on Golden Slumbers by the Beatles. Hope you had a great time here at The Will with me, Will. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Mass. Have a fantastic Tuesday, a fantastic February 27th. And we'll catch you in March next week. See you soon.
Pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't. that's a lot more testified. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Once there was a way to get back homeward, once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Sing a lullaby.